This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Sunday for an immediate ceasefire among Israelis and Palestinians after a week of fighting killed at least 180 Palestinians and 8 Israelis. Guterres told an emergency online meeting of the Security Council on Sunday that the fighting must stop immediately. China, Norway, and Tunisia were the countries who called the rare Sunday meeting of the Security Council. Guterres said the UN is actively working with all sides toward reaching an immediate ceasefire to end what he called the senseless cycle of bloodshed, terror, and destruction. UNICEF, or the United Nations Children's Agency, said Sunday that over the past week, at least 55 Palestinian children and 2 children in Israel were among those killed. The top editor of the Associated Press is calling for an independent investigation into the Israeli airstrike that targeted and destroyed a Gaza City building housing offices of the AP, broadcaster Al Jazeera, and other media. AP executive editor says the Israeli government has yet to provide clear evidence supporting its attack, which leveled a 12-story building. The Israeli military has said that Hamas used the building for military intelligence office and weapons development. The media watchdog Reporters Without Borders is asking the International Criminal Court to investigate the bombing as a possible war crime. Algeria's presidential office said Sunday the country will reopen air and land borders on June the 1st, but strict measures will be imposed to limit the spread of the coronavirus. More details are expected a week from now, but on Sunday, the presidency announced there will be only 5 flights a day to and from Algerian airports. This is VOA News.